Hello from Finland. I think you can hear me.
We can.
Yes. Yes, my name is Sami Lahtinen. I work for Statistics Finland, and I will keep a short presentation on this Finnish National Travel Survey. Next slide, please. This Finnish National Survey provides an overall picture of Finnish passenger mobility and its background. There is demographic, geographic, and temporal variations in mobility. This is actually led by another organization in Finland, Finnish Transport and Communications Agency, Traficom. Statistics Finland is part of this steering group, and we will give some background help if needed. There is a long history with this survey. So the first nationwide survey was collected in 1974, and it's made after that every 6 or 5 years after that. And the latest survey is for last year, 2021, and this survey covered every single day of the year. Of course, this year is slightly different because of this COVID-19 pandemic, but it thought it would be important anyway to proceed this survey. And there is every mode of travel questioned by foot or bicycles, cars, and public transport, and the purpose of the travel. The data for last year is collected and analysis is underway. Usually the results will be ready within 1 year. This time I think it will take slightly more time. And there is a new one that there will be a smaller intermediate survey for this year, 2022. And the purpose of this survey, it's used for transport planning to improve mobility possibilities and to improve traffic safety and to reduce the environmental impacts of transport and to get view of what is the share of sustainable travel. And also for traffic statistics, we get some key numbers for example, passenger kilometers. And this actual data is available for diverse transport-related research projects. This survey is divided in two sections. There's a nationwide sample, 25,000 persons, and it's nationwide Finland. And there is also regional samples. Usually regions near big cities like Helsinki, Tampere, Turku, Oulu are joining this survey, and they are part of this steering group. And they also have some few region-related questions for this survey. Next slide, please. This is still done by old school method. There's a web questionnaire and covering letter before that. And there's also by phone collecting information and if needed, there is also some answers by mail. Last time there was some pilot surveys for to use a mobile device, but this was not enough for this survey. So this is traditional survey this time still. And the sample frame is all Finns over 5 years old. They used population register and some background information for education and what needed. Next slide, please. And questions in this survey is that there's background information, housing and working, education, use of vehicles and public transport, and driving license. And actually, the survey is for journeys during one research day. There is address of departure and destination places, mode of travel, other options available, free time, working time. So it's why, when, how, and where kind of questions. And here is short example of purpose of trips during this last survey, 2016. So work and work-related business and school takes a quarter of these trips. So there is 1,000 trips during a year for one person. And next slide, please. There is some strength in previous surveys in build-up urban environments. Walking and cycling and public transport are attractive options. Of course, remote work is now increasing, and especially because of this pandemic. And of course, there's more services via the net. So you don't have to go to the bank or every time. And if you need to know more, there's a website of the Finnish National Travel Survey, website of the Traficom. And there's also a statistics database in the website of the Traficom. Your next slide, please. Yes, if you have some questions, I try to answer, or with the help of my colleague. Thank you.